This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 385 and three quarters, up a half. May corn, 394, up three quarters. July corn, 401 and a half, up one. March soybeans, 973 and a half, down seven and three quarters. May soybeans, 980, down seven and three quarters. July soybeans, 985 and a half, down seven and a quarter. March wheat, 527, up one and a quarter. May wheat, 529, up one and three quarters. July wheat, 531 and a quarter, up two and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 higher at 357 to 375. Soybean bids down 8 cents at 921 to 963. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny higher at 351 to 381, while soybean bids were down 7 to 8 cents at 948 to 974. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 1 to 3 at 362 to 385, soybean bids down 7 to 8 cents at 953 to 983, while the wheat bids were mostly a penny higher at 438 to 499. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 8 cents lower on Friday, ranging from 980 to 991, basis steady, ranging from 6 to 17 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $349.40 to $361.40, down an even $2 a ton, with basis steady, ranging from 20 to 32 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids a penny higher at $3.87 to $3.91, with basis steady, ranging from 1 to 5 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids up a penny at $3.78 to $3.86, basis steady, ranging from 8 under to option March. Soybeans ended 7 to 8 cents lower at $9.77 to $9.88, with basis steady to a penny higher at 3 to 14 over the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to a penny higher at $4.02 to $4.03. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 6 to 7 cents with quotations at $10.05 to $10.06. Soft red winter wheat up a penny at $5.27 to $5.39. And the Milo also a penny higher on Friday at $4.46 to $4.61. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.67 to $3.87. New crop soybean bids range from $9.07 to $9.34. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.71 to $3.87. New crop soybean bids at $9.21 to $9.35. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from $3.73 up to $3.87. New crop soybean bids at $9.06 to $9.30. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $4.85 up to $5.19. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $156.07, up $2.65. April live cattle, $151.02, up $3. June live cattle, $144.25, up $3. March feeder cattle, $199.45, up $3.80. April feeder cattle, $199.15, up $3.30. May feeder cattle, $199.67, up $3.20. February lean hogs, $63.87, up 60 cents. April lean hogs, $69.27, up $3. May lean hogs, $77.60, up $3. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 6th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 33 cents lower in the range of $50 to $61.75, with a weighted average carcass price of $60.58. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 28 to 36, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 38, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 40, and 6 weights and up 37 to 42. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $39 to $44. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 14,364 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 203 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 157.25 to 161.25. Choice heifers were 159.50 to 161. On to their slaughter cows, breakers were bringing 94.50 to 98.50. Boners were 89 to 91. And leans were 80 to 84. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 157 to 162, and on a dress basis, 252 to 256. Heifers on a live basis traded at 157 to 162, and on a dress basis, 250 to 257.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 335 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $72.94. That was $1.03 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $239.08. That was $2.10 lower. With select carcasses at $233.81. That was $1.58 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000. That compared to 105,000 last week and 109,000 for a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is 8.8% behind where it was on a year-to-date basis last year. Hog slaughter was estimated at 423,000. That compared to 419,000 last week and 424,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter on a year-to-date basis is running 0.6% behind. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Cattle Facts analysts told attendees at the 2015 Cattle Industry Convention last week to expect fed cattle prices averaging in the mid-150s this year. Analysts said prices will trade in a range near 140 at the low to near 170 at the high in the coming year. They say the improved forage situation, lower grain prices, and record margins last year for feeds and stockers are the primary reason cow-calf producers will remain in the driver's seat this year. This past year, Cattle Facts CEO Randy Black says cattle producers put the top in the market and the signal for expansion has been transmitted. Black says some modest expansion in herd numbers is expected, which will cause prices to trend lower in the years ahead than what was seen in 2014. He says the growing supplies of cattle and beef over the next several years will rebalance the normal price and margin environment, with prices retreating to the lower end of the new trading range. Still, he says producers will continue to see relatively strong returns over the next 4 to 5 years. Sow longevity has come to the forefront of issues the swine industry is focusing on in terms of reproduction. University of Illinois Department of Animal Sciences Associate Professor Rob Knox outlines the reasons why.
Well, I think the industry is, from a reproductive standpoint, is struggling with sow longevity. So because replacement rates are so high, problems with developing replacement females, the gilts, and trying to maintain those sows in the herd for multiple parities before they have to be culled is becoming an issue, and that's gained a lot of attention from the National Pork Board for not only productivity reasons but for welfare issues as well.
The swine industry has achieved tremendous success in other areas of reproduction, with farrowing rates of 90% and litter sizes of 13 or 14 piglets becoming common. Knox says it is this success that is allowing the hog industry to alter its focus and work on longevity.
There is now a shift in focus. Once you achieve really high rates of fertility, now you can start focusing on bigger economic factors such as the genetics. Now you can start to fine-tune your genetics. You can bring in more specific genetics using single-sire matings, fixed-time inseminations. So I think all that's going to do is allow us to refocus. We don't need to get to higher fertility now. Now we've got high fertility and we can shift our focus to other areas that allow us to focus on genetic improvement.
When it comes to tackling the issue of longevity on the farm, Knox says focusing on gilt development is key.
I think right now, gilt development has, how you manage the replacement gilts has come to the, actually floated to the top of priorities. The data that's coming out from genetics companies and from even commercial operations for probably the last 15, 20 years has been the body measures, the maturity, how that animal is managed, raised, and when it is bred, all affect its lifetime productivity. And so if you can get gilt development correct and manage that gilt properly, she will be highly productive and she'll stay in the herd for an extended period of time.
With more scrutiny being placed on gilt development, Knox says there are a few things hog farmers can start doing immediately to ensure they are making strides towards increased longevity.
The selection of those females, it should be more detailed, meaning if you know who the mom was and the traits of that mother, did she express an early puberty? What is her body condition like? Those are heritable traits. So identifying the female that you want in your breeding herd genetically, developing those groups of animals for fast growth rate and optimal body condition and maturity at breeding will make sure that they're successful at their first farrowing, and then when they wean their litter and they get rebred, they'll be allowed to maintain themselves in the herd for 4 parities or more. That would be the target.
The issue of sow longevity is especially important after the outbreak of the porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. Knox says producers are striving for more stability and increased hog populations on their farms, and selecting for longevity is helping them achieve those goals.
Right now, what many of the herd, the farms want is health stability. So if they can minimize the frequency of animal introductions, if you can verify herd health from your semen supplier and your gilt supplier, if you've got biosecurity processes on farm, you have a really good chance of using that health stability to maintain productivity into the future. So yeah, gilt replacement management becomes critical, making sure those gilts come on, if they're coming into the farm or if they're being home raised, you allow those animals adequate time to develop immunity, acclimate to the herd diseases. So yeah, I think that's going to be key for disease control in the future.
Knox also highlights some resources producers can turn to for more information.
Any of the producers that want to get more information, there's lots of great seminars. This is seminar season because of the trade shows throughout the Midwest U.S. But there's trade shows all over. There's educational seminars, not only in Illinois, but else in other states as well. There's always opportunities in the summer with the World Pork Expo, the big seminar. Online, the Pork Information Gateway is a free, accessible resource, great source for fact sheets. Anybody that remembers the old Pork Industry Handbook. It's freely accessible. It's all been updated. And I think, you know, you can just, some of the genetic companies, without naming any, have excellent resource management newsletters about how those animals can be managed and should be managed so that not only your investment is a good investment, but you get to see the full potential for the genetic capabilities of that animal.
Again, that was University of Illinois Department of Animal Sciences Associate Professor Rob Knox. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.